Track 9. A postcard from Galston and East Norfolk. This month, we are paying a visit to Great Yarmouth's quieter neighbour and the surrounding area.
Fun-filled Great Yarmouth, with its flashing arcades, fairground rides and fish and chips, is a big draw of the East Norfolk coast. But its quieter, neighbouring seaside resort, Galston, and the surrounding area is well worth exploring too. It's a great place to base yourself for days out in the Broads, not just for summer, but are some beautiful expanses of beach, which are perfect for a bracing winter walk to blow away the cobwebs. In fact, in 2023, Galston Beach won a TripAdvisor Traveller's Choice Award, and in 2024, the town was named one of the Sun's best places for a staycation. The paper called it a little gem, commenting that it's close to the traditional seaside fun of Great Yarmouth, but is much more relaxed than its noisy neighbour. It praised the crescent of lovely golden sand backed by grassy cliffs and the range of entertainment on offer, including the bowling green and tennis court. The author also recommended JJ's at the beach cafe for a cuppa and cake after a walk on the sands. The town used to be in Suffolk, but in 1832 it became part of Great Yarmouth for electoral purposes, and then in 1835 it merged with the town and became part of Norfolk. Galston Beach had a starring role in Danny Boyle and Richard Curtis's Beatles-inspired film Yesterday. In a key scene, singer Jack Malik, played by Himesh Patel, launches his album with a concert on a rooftop balcony of the Pier Hotel in front of a huge crowd of fans on the beach. Where to stay? Both the Cliff Hotel and the Pier Hotel in Galston were built during the late Victorian seaside holiday boom and are loved by visitors for their glorious sea views. With its fairy tale turrets, the Cliff Hotel was one of the grandest hotels Norfolk had seen, and to mark its opening day in 1898, there was a banquet and the 2nd Volunteer Battalion of the Norfolk Regiment played. It was designed by renowned architect George Skipper, who was also behind other beautiful Norfolk buildings, including the Royal Arcade, Jarrell's and Norwich Union's headquarters in Norwich and Hunstanton Town Hall. It was remodelled after a fire in 1915. The Pier Hotel opened a year before the Cliff Hotel and was built on the site of the Anchor and Hope Fisherman's Pub. Where to eat? Visitors to Galston are fans of the Shed Tapas Bar, whose menu is inspired by holidays in Greece, Spain and Turkey, and the afternoon teas at Margot's Lounge. Head inland a little way and the King's Arms at Flegbar has a 2AA Rosette restaurant. They use locally farmed produce, their own garden herbs, a local family butcher, and receive a daily delivery of fresh fish. The menu changes regularly across their lunch, dinner, Sunday lunch and tasting menus, so there's always something new to discover. They've also got 3 garden rooms and 4 boutique bedrooms, so you could make a stay of it. At Ormsby, Hearst's Farm Shop and Cafe was a winner of the 2023 Norfolk Magazine and Drink Awards and serves everything from light bites to farmers' fry-ups to set you up for a day exploring this beautiful part of the world. Things to do. In Galston, it has to be a trip to the award-winning beach. It's great for a walk, but it's increasingly becoming a centre for windsurfing, surfing and bodyboarding. From the cliffs, take in the stunning panoramic views over the bay. If you're feeling energetic, there's a trim trail, pitch and putt, tennis court and bowling greens. On Sundays during the summer, head to the bandstand and enjoy some live music or watch the yacht race in the bay. The Edwardian Pavilion Theatre has a packed programme of entertainment. The East Coast is a haven for wildlife. If you fancy some seal watching, Winterton offers a great, safe alternative to Horsey, which can get very busy. The beach is easily accessible and there is a car park right by the water. Please follow the guidelines if you're seal spotting and keep away from these beautiful creatures. Winterton is also home to one of the largest colonies of little terns. Look out for the pastel thatched huts next to the lighthouse. The Herminus roundhouses are available for holiday lets and offer a unique stay. Caister and Hemsby are popular destinations for a summer beach stay. And at Hopton, every January, you can see the best indoor bowls players from around the globe in action as Potters Resorts rolls out the blue carpet to host the World Indoor Bowls Championships.